Sunny gave her sister a smile and walked over to the trunk of the car. Violet and Quigley heard her rummaging around among the remaining groceries, but stayed put so Olaf or any of his associates wouldn't spot them. When Sunny returned, she had a triumphant smile on her face, and the frozen hunk of spinach, the large bag of mushrooms, the can of water chestnuts, and the enormous eggplant in her arms.
"False spring rolls,"
she said, which meant something like an assortment of vegetables wrapped in spinach leaves prepared in honour of false spring. "I'm surprised you can even carry that eggplant, let alone prepare it," Violet said. "It must weigh as much as you do."
"Supportunity," Sunny said.
She meant something like, serving the troop dinner will be a perfect chance to listen to their conversation. And Violet reluctantly translated. "It sounds dangerous," Quigley said. "Of course it's dangerous," Violet said. "If she's caught spying, who knows what they'll do?"
"Gaga goo goo,"
Sunny said, which meant, "I won't be caught, because they think I'm only a helpless baby." "I think your sister is right," Quigley said. "It wouldn't be safe to carry her down the waterfall anyway. We need our hands and feet for the climb. Let Sunny investigate the mystery she's most likely to solve, while we work on an escape plan." Violet shook her head. "I don't want to leave my sister behind," she said. "The Baudelaire should never be separated."
"Separate Klaus,"
Sunny pointed out. "If there's another place where volunteers are gathering," Quigley said, "we need to know where it is. Sunny can find out for us, but only if she stays here." "I'm not going to leave my baby sister on top of a mountain," Violet said. Sunny dropped her vegetables on the ground and walked over to her sister and smiled.
"I'm not a baby,"
Sunny said, and hugged her. It was the longest sentence the youngest Baudelaire had ever said, and as Violet looked down at her sister, she saw how true it was. Sunny was not really a baby, not any more. She was a young girl with unusually sharp teeth, some impressive cooking skills, and an opportunity to spy on a group of villains and discover a piece of crucial information. Sometime during the unfortunate events that had befallen the three orphans, Sunny had grown out of her babyhood, and although it made Violet a bit sad to think about it, it made her proud, too, and she gave her sister a smile. "I guess you're right," Violet said. "You're not a baby. But be careful, Sunny. You're a young girl, but it's still quite dangerous for a young girl to spy on villains. And remember, we're right at the bottom of the slope, Sunny. If you need us, just signal again." Sunny opened her mouth to reply, but before she could utter a sound, the three children heard a long hissing noise from underneath Olaf's car, as if one of Dr. Montgomery's snakes were hiding there. The car shifted slightly, and Violet pointed to one of Olaf's tires, which had gone flat. "I must have punctured it," Violet said, "with my fork-assisted climbing shoes." "I suppose that's not a nice thing to do," Quigley said, "but I can't say I'm sorry."
"How's dinner coming along, toothface?"
called Count Olaf's cruel voice over the sound of the wind. "I guess we'd better leave before we're discovered," Violet said, giving her sister one more hug and a kiss on the top of her head. "We'll see you soon, Sunny." "Goodbye, Sunny," Quigley said. "I'm so glad we finally met in person, and thank you very much for helping us find the last safe place." Sunny Baudelaire looked up at Quigley, and then at her older sister, and gave them both a big, happy smile that showed all of her impressive teeth. After spending so much time in the company of villains, she was happy to be with some people who respected her skills, appreciated her work, and understood her way of speaking. Even with Klaus still at the bottom of the waterfall, Sunny felt as if she had already been happily reunited with her family, and that her time in the Mortmain Mountains would have a happy ending. She was wrong about that, of course, but for now the youngest Baudelaire smiled up at these two people who cared about her, one she had just met, and one she had known her entire life, and felt as if she were growing taller at that very moment.
happy,
said the young girl, and everyone who heard her knew what she was talking about.
We tried to break by saying must be some mistake. Problem unsolved.